Alex, do you think bookshops will disappear in the future?
No, I don't think so. Even though many people read digital books on electronic devices nowadays, I believe that book lovers will continue to buy traditional paper books.
And you, Emma?
I agree with Alex. I don't think that bookshops will completely disappear. However, I believe that the concept of a traditional bookshop will have to change in the future somehow, in order to adapt the business to the new technologies.
Emma, why do some people enjoy reading and others don't?
Well, I guess it's a question of your personal taste and your personality as well. Maybe active people find that reading is not as exciting as riding a mountain bike, for example.
What do you think, Alex?
Actually, I don't quite agree with Emma. In my opinion, it's basically a question of habits. If your parents read to you as a child, you'll probably enjoy reading as an adult as well. If you never got in the habit, I doubt you will start as an adult.
Some people say schools should do more in order to encourage young people to read. What do you think?
Well, I think it's probably true that schools could do more. There is always something else you could do to improve things. You know what I mean? However, like I said before, I feel that families play a more important role here, to make children take up a reading routine, let's say.
I totally agree with you that families are very important to encourage reading among children. However, I also believe that schools could do more. I know that some schools have programs to promote reading, but how can I put it? It's not a question of reading alone, right? It's a question of enjoying what you read. It would be great if schools put emphasis on enjoying your reading experience, rather than how many books you have to read this semester.
Many people say they don't have enough time to read these days. What do you think?
It's true that most people have a busy life nowadays, but if you really enjoy reading, I'm sure you can find the time to do it. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. To me, that's just an excuse. People find time to watch TV, play games on their cell phones, they go out with their friends, they go to the gym. If they find time to do all of these activities, they could look for some time to read as well. Or they could read instead of watching TV, for example. They probably don't read because they don't like reading, not because they don't have time.
Has modern technology changed the way we read and what we read?
Yes, definitely. I used to buy paper books, but now I only buy ebooks. It's much more convenient to have all of my books in an e-reader. I take it everywhere.
Right, I see many people like you on the subway, Alex, who are reading on their tablets, e-readers, and even on their mobile phones, whereas in the past people used to carry around their big paper books. However, I still prefer traditional books to digital books, personally.
Thank you. That is the end of the test.